Yo, we're back. Foulhooked Whitey and Brandon Booty. Fly Fishing the Planet of the Apes, part two. I left off in episode one, of course, identifying, you know, the sport's primary nymph angler, which is a chimpanzee. And now we're going to talk about the elitist ape in our sport. Right? The ape that doesn't think their shit stinks. I mean, I like how
you're describing it.
Well, it's true. It's true. You don't remember. I'm Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm sitting behind that counter and I'm sitting. You know, I'm studying these apes. Right. I mean, I'm a fly fishing anthropologist, and there's a lot of similarities. And the dry fly angler in fly fishing is the motherfucking orangutans.
Yeah.
The orangutans, right? I mean, the smartest of the fucking apes. No, we said that about chimpanzees. Fuck. Yeah. I got to find that out. You know, I got to find out which one is perceived to be the smarter ape.
Yeah. You're supposed to be the Jane Goodall.
True. But listen, you're never going to know everything about apes. All right. Anyway, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So the orangutans in our sport, you know, they are going to be, contrary to a chimpanzee, they're going to be the least prolific. Because the orangutan, being the dry fly angler, I mean, fuck. I mean, you know, I love to fish dries.
Yeah.
You love to fish dries, right? But not everybody can fish a dry. And not everybody can fish a dry fly on a tough tailwater.
I would say a small percentage of anglers can fish a dry fly.
So orangutans got a certain skill. And this is the thing. What I like about orangutans is that their standards are high. Because, to me in the ape world, that's where an ape stops progressing, is when they just, like, I'm going to fish eggs on the horn. I mean, you know, you're right, that's a bread and butter chimp. But an orangutan who's got dry fly standards, and understand what type of ape I'm describing here, okay? I'm fucking talking about an ape that exclusively fishes fucking dry flies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like orangutans, they're slow, they're patient.
Of the folks listening to us out there, there is actually an angler that I see, that I know, and I'm not talking, an individual ape, I'm talking about a class of apes. That's all they'll fish. Yeah. They will not fish a fucking nymph setup when there's no dry flies happening. They're not a streamer ape at all. I mean, they're exclusively a fucking dry fly ape. And the thing about orangutans is they're fucking smart. I mean, they're smart. They don't have to have action. They don't have to have fucking numbers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're a peaceful fucking ape.
Yep.
You know, they're a peaceful ape. But when I talk to these apes in the shop, and I kind of get to know a little bit about what they're going to go do or how they are philosophically as an ape, right? When they identify themselves as an orangutan, they kind of look at you after they say, I'm a dry fly ape only. They kind of look at you with that smile, like they're like, I'm better than you, bitch.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. I mean, yes. I mean, the thing, I respect them because, if they're an avid ape fisherman, the bottom line is, we're in Montana. How many months a year do you think in our state an ape can fish dry flies effectively? I mean, how many months? You got 12 fucking months. How many? I mean, okay, so you can get some midges in January, February, depending on, where you're fishing, right?
Yeah.
But that's not for sure. I mean, you guide on the Bighorn River, and I don't know the last time there was, anybody talking about an amazing fucking midge dry fly hatch in January.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we're close to some other tailwaters where there could be more opportunity. But an orangutan that, like, sticks exclusively to being an orangutan with dry fly fishing, it's like, I mean, is that fucking ape leaving, fish on the table or what?
I mean, they have to be.
Fuck,
right?
They are. I mean, they fucking are, right? I mean, they are. That's that high standard ape I'm talking about. So even though to the hand, an orangutan isn't the most prolific angler ape, their standards make them probably a more respected ape.
Yeah, I would say that.
I mean, that's not necessarily coming from me. I mean, I'm less of a dry fly fisherman than I was even 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, and right? we're not talking about throwing terrestrials. You know,
I mean, I am, but terrestrials in this state are about 90 days.
Yeah, but to me, there's a difference between someone going out there just throwing hoppers and then someone out there, you know.
You have varying degrees of orangutan skill, right? So motherfucker fishing a size 20 pseudo on the horn in late summer, early fall, that's your ultimately skilled orangutan.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
Right? Motherfucker, you know, going to the Henry's Fork, stalking that fish.
Yeah. Hunting heads.
Hunting heads. That's the orangutan that is, in my opinion, in a euphoric ape state. How about that for worthless fucking words?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, a euphoric ape state. And by that I mean the surface visual, the surface eat, the surface hook set, and knowing what you're fucking doing. That fishery that you've been guiding here for a few seasons, how about those fish on a fucking dry fly tank?
Yeah, yeah. There's and
motherfucker, you think you're gonna fucking snap back and trout set them to fucking Mars? No, they're gonna break off.
You break off real fast.
Real fast.
And there, I will say, there's nothing like, you know, more zen in the fly fishing than that dry fly fishing.
And
like
and that's really kind of where my compliment to an orangutan goes, is that they're standard for that feeling. They're standard for that rush.
Yeah.
Okay. That is way more substantial and way harder to get to as a fly fishing ape than watching a bobber drift.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right? Fishing a daisy chain.
Yeah, I always ask people, you know, one fish on a dry fly is equivalent to how many fish nymphing?
That's fair. I mean, I don't really go there as much as I just kind of feel like an orangutan sets a standard for, you know, his or herself, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think the problem is that some orangutans use the dry fishing only thing to, like, kind of get out of days on the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do. I do. I mean, it's like, you know, that's why I brought up the how many months do you get to fish dries a year in Montana? 6, 7 out of 12?
Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right.
And that's obviously during the comfy part of the season, which is, let's say, April through October. So, you know, are orangutans tough? No. They're not tough. And the reason is because you'll get certain orangutans that are not just fucking out there with a purple fucking haze on the still water, you know, blind casting to bring a trout up, right?
Yeah.
Some of these motherfuckers, I mean, if they don't see heads, if they're not fishing a fucking mayfly, right, matching the hatch, they're not fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's that high standard. But at the same time, when does that all go down in Montana?
Yeah, you better.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you better be ready when the animal
fuck happens. Sometimes, you know? Yeah. Right? So even though I give an orangutan a lot of credit as a fly fishing anthropologist, I'll also say that they're not the hardiest angler, both in terms of really what they're willing to do to catch that trout. I mean, they got a high standard, they want to bring it up, and that's really kind of the art of what we do, right?
I mean,
you know, if you look at all three main styles of fishing, and I think that this is kind of why the Euro game, the chimpanzee element kind of gets dissed on a bit, right? Is that I hate to fucking hear from people, trout eat subsurface 90% of the time. I hate it. And the reason I hate it is because I got a little bit of orangutan in me. It's like I don't give a fuck. The art is to bring that trout out of his spot, right?
Yeah, you feel like you're tricking it more.
Bring that motherfucker up,
yeah.
Right? You know, he's sitting in his lane. He's just sitting there thinking, ooh, I'm, everything's good in my trout world right now. Oh, here comes a pertagon. Boom. Eat it. Easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Motherfucker looking up there, seeing something on a good drift on the right tippet or leader, decide he's going to get out his fucking safe spot and go up there and eat it. And even if he doesn't eat it, that orangutan gets the thrill of seeing that fucker.
Yeah,
100%. Right? I'm right. Yeah. It's like, I don't think to a chimpanzee those moments matter.
No, I don't. Yeah, no.
You know, motherfucking chimpanzee wants to put it in the basket.
Yeah.
Right? More and more and more, right? And that's just the difference. An orangutan has higher standards. I'll say that about them. All right? They might be the most annoying ape.
They're the first to bring up what type of ape they are.
Well, yes, they are. They are. That was kind of my point about that smile after they tell you. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm a little bit better than you. And that's kind of and maybe an orangutan has earned that right to be arrogant.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Maybe they have, right? You know, so anyway. Finally, streamer fishermen. Gorillas.
The big dogs.
That's what they are. I'm a streamer fisherman. I'm a gorilla.
I don't want to compare myself to an ape.
Oh, you're not gonna compare yourself to an ape.
No, I said I wouldn't. You know, I will. You know, I said it's just awkward for me, right? But
it is awkward.
I would be a gorilla.
Yeah, I'm a gorilla all the way. I mean, I'm a gorilla all the fucking way. And the thing about gorillas, we're the last of the fly fishing apes. Between chimpanzees, orangutan, and gorillas. Gorillas are the last ones to really start to fish. Just I'm talking about in the sports history. Right?
What are you talking about?
Well, there's a lot of what am I talking about? Who fucking knows?
Because streamer fishing happened later.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fishing since the mid to late 90s, and, you know, damn, you should have seen the streamer selection back then.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 12 fucking boxes.
Makes your decision easier.
Easy. Bread and butter, man. And not a lot of cone heads, right? Just interesting old school stuff. So for the streamer sport, you know, apes got into it later. And we've talked a little bit about, you know, the phenomena of streamer fishing and, you know, the articulated patterns and just, you know, kind of the bro culture with apes.
Yeah.
Right? That's the other thing. You know, I would say that most apes are younger.
Oh, I'll agree with that 100%.
I would say most of your apes are under 40 years old, and that's a mature ape.
And that goes with the how it happened later. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it just happened later. Yeah. It became more and more popular, and I mean, you know, you gotta fucking give the top ape, Kelly Gallup, that fucking credibility.
Yeah,
although
definitely.
Gallup seems to be, you know, he's got some chimpanzee in him.
He does it all. He does.
Motherfucker's
it all.
Got, you know, orangutan in him.
Yeah.
But primarily he's a big gorilla.
He's definitely the leaders of the gorillas.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's like gorilla with brains.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you know, so what I like about being a gorilla is I like the ability to not have to think about it too much. Yeah. And I'm not going to call gorilla stupid, because that's not what we are. but think about it.
We're stubborn. That's a good word to put gorillas.
I just think that the act of being a gorilla fly fisherman, that's enough right there. That's enough right there, meaning that, like, they're in fuck. I mean, gorillas aren't fucking numbers apes.
No.
Fuck no. And unlike, you know, their brothers, the smart, arrogant orangutans, you know, gorillas fucking, I mean, 12 months out of the year. Bang, 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 right?
I think they are more willing to than any other ape to get out in the cold. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And maybe you shouldn't.
And this makes sense because of a gorilla's strength and size and power. But gorillas are, number one, they're by far the toughest ape when it comes to fishing a fly. Fuck. I mean, you know, a lot of the gorillas I know, there ain't none of this, I only fish when dries are happening. Those motherfuckers will go out there in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
And they'll be fishing a fucking, you know, streamer when you should be fishing a fucking hopper.
Yeah.
Right? So gorillas may not be the smartest of the pack, but they're dedicated. You know, with gorillas fishing streamers, you're never going to see as many nice fish caught as gorillas catch.
Yeah.
You're not. I mean, I'm a gorilla. I'm not some good big fish angler. That's for damn sure. But I think what I've gotten to see, and you know what I mean by that, a gorilla gets a chance to see a lot of shit that never reaches fruition as far as catching a trout.
Yeah, you're
fuck. Yeah. I mean, you know, gorillas get their dicks hard by just what they get to see.
He just the chases.
Jesus,
just the chases,
man.
You see, yeah, yeah.
Right, and I think the rush for a true gorilla, and we're talking about a gorilla that'll fish 75, 80, 90% of his year, is the skill set at getting it in there, doing whatever you're doing, and bringing that trout out of his spot.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because, like, let's face it, talking about, you know, what an orangutan requires to be fulfilled.
Yeah, yep.
Bringing that fucking trout up out of its hole.
And sometimes they'll go a long ways. They'll go quite a ways. They'll, you know.
I mean, it's interesting to me, out of the three, you know, species of apes that we've talked about, your gorillas and your orangutans, I think, get their buzz from the act of the style in which they love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It I mean, obviously I'm an ape, I'm a streamer angler, I'm a gorilla. But I know that I could catch more trout if I had a little bit more chimp in me.
Yeah.
Right? But for a gorilla, it doesn't matter. It's all about casting that heavier fly. It's all about fishing that heavier rod weight to me.
Yeah. And right. Having that one chance. That one, no matter what, you have that one chance.
And it is one chance. I mean, obviously, there's examples where trout will come right back out of fly if you get it right back in for their grill. But you know, my point is that apes over orangutans, they have more days on the water because they can fish, you know, as an example, our state, they can fish 12 months out of the year.
Yeah.
They can fish fucking, you know, right dead of winter. So streamers work more months a year than maybe anything.
I don't know. Maybe not more than nymphing.
Yeah, I mean, you could be right. But I guess my point is that one of the reasons why I said that gorillas are tougher, you know, you talk about the season that we're in now, the winter season. It's like, I mean, what fucking guide ices up more than it does on a fucking gorilla?
Yeah, nah,
and then, no. And fuck. No. I mean, right? You're breaking that shit off all winter. Yeah, it's tough. And you go right back to it.
Yeah.
That's the vigor in a gorilla, right? And that's why I think, to me, like I said, they're the toughest. I don't think they're the smartest. I don't. I think they can be kind of meatheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You get kind of that bro thing going, right? And that can be annoying. But if you want to catch a big trout and you want to stick with it, at some point, fishing a streamer, your fucking number is going to come in.
Yeah. Yeah, and your average fish size is going to go up.
It's going to go up, right? And, you know, I've made this comparison before. A gorilla gets the benefit of both what an orangutan and a chimp gets. They can have good days with a streamer where they're chasing it, they're crashing it, they're eating it. You're catching some trout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? And you get to see so much shit that doesn't actually result in putting a trout in the basket. So they almost get that dry fly effect. You know, chimps don't ever fucking get to see their trout.
Yeah.
That's the numbers part in them, right? They don't ever get to see their trout. I mean, that doesn't mean that a trout doesn't come out of the air on a nymph and all that. But I mean, they don't get to see a lot of eats, right?
Nope.
They get to see their fucking bobber or their fucking cider tippet fucking do something.
Yep.
And that's just not going to do it for an orangutan, and that's just not going to do it for a fucking gorilla. And that's your three fly fishing ape species in the sport.
Let me ask you a question. Can you, before you know someone, before you know what type of fishing they do, can you tell when they come into the shop?
No.
No?
I would say not. I mean, not really. I mean, you know, I think in having good customer service and getting to know people, which is what the retail part of fly fishing all is, I think you learn what kind of ape they are over time.
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, there's an evolutionary process in our sport where somebody can be born a chimpanzee but evolve into being an orangutan or a gorilla.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
That was me.
It's a lot of people. You know, I mean, you know, the number of people who don't, I mean, if you're a newbie and you're listening to this, and I know you're not, but if you're a newbie, you want to be a chimpanzee
Yeah, 100%.
You want to be a fucking chimp, let me tell you. And, you know, like I said, if you got to eat, you want to be a chimp. They're very good at fly fishing. But it's interesting the differences between the three species. You got anything else on this ridiculous subject matter?
No, I remember reading this this blog when you Thank came you. Out with it.
Yes, it's actually a blog. It's on our website. Fly Fishing the Planet of the Apes. And it's actually a lot better quality than this podcast was. All right? Okay, so that's it. Fly Fishing the Planet of the Apes, Episode 2, Foul Hooked Whitey, out. And it's actually a lot better quality than this podcast was.